Hebrews chapter 11, please. In Jesus, we have eternal life. We have eternal life in Jesus Christ. And let's open our Bibles in Hebrews chapter 11. We'll read it 1 and 2 and then 6. And then we pray. I want to see if it's a, I got the King James, the old King James. I'm a little nervous. I don't even find Hebrews. Okay, I got it. It says, now faith is the assurance of things hope for the conviction of things we not see. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, this morning we come unto you to ask you forgiveness to our sins. You are a mighty God. You, the God who opened the sea and the people of Israel crossed in dry. Thank you for your blessing, for the eternal life we have in you. And we ask you, we beg you to be with us this morning and give us a good speech in English, Lord. And we ask you for these people, my brothers and sisters, bless them. And we ask you everything in Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, you know, we have there is so many things on the Bible. Over here in chapter 11, faith is the things that we not see. But we have faith. For example, we have never seen the Lord Jesus Christ. We never seen it. But we believe he worked in it in this earth. We believe he will come back again. We believe he died and he rose on the third day. We have never seen the Lord Jesus, but we believe because the Bible tells us that's faith. That's to have faith, believing in God. And that's the thing. So many people say, what is God? You know, in this COVID-19, if God exists, why this happened around the world? You know, like the drunk people, why he crashed? Because he drank beer. That's why he crashed. Because he decided to drink beer or do drugs. And God looks like he let the world live the way they want to live, and they may be sick on the hospitals, or they dying for illness or for drinking beer. So that's faith. This is the thing. Let's read it, chapter 11, chapter Hebrews 11:2, please. 11, to say by the faith, but sorry, for by the people of old received the commission. See, this is the thing. They received the commission because they believe it. They believe it, all these things. Let's see, please, Hebrews 11:6. See, what does it say? See, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists and the rewards of those who seek him. This is the thing. If you and me wants to please God, we got to believe. If we not believe God, it is impossible to please God. So anyone who say, oh, Lord, I want to please you. I want to please you. You got to have faith. You got to believe in him. If you not believe in him, you won't be able to praise him. You can seem beautiful. You can read your Bible every day. You can pray a couple hours. But if you don't have a faith, it is impossible to please God. So they say, if and without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you got to have faith to believe in God. So you can please him. If not, you won't please. You can do anything. But you cannot please God. He say, for the whoever who draw near to God must believe. You got to must believe that he's real, that he's, we cannot see him, but we believe he's come back one day soon. He's around the corner. You see what is happening around the world? He's around the corner. We don't know the time, the day, but he's around the corner. And he see, and they say, and the, he reward those who seek him. You know, do you seek God every day? I hope you do. You know how? Read the Bible, pray, You know, we not see God, but by that's why the reason you are here this morning, because you got faith that He's coming up, because you are a child of God, because we are sons of God. And let's see what it says. John chapter 1, we will read 1 through 5, please. John chapter 1, we will read it 1 through 5. The Bible say this world was made just by the word of God. He say, let it be the light, on the first day was the light. And the second day was, you know, the day, 6 days of the creation. And the fourth day was made the sun, the moon, the earth, all the solar system. Okay. He said, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. In the beginning, you know, the Trinity, like we sing in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So they was together on the beginning. And let's see what it says, verse 2, please. It says, He was on the beginning with God. All this together. Together, the Bible says, by Jesus, all things were made. And without Him, nothing was made. So everything was made by Him, by His word. You know, the Lord, he needs to say only. He don't have to do anything. Just He needs to say, like a little light, boom, the light comes on. Let's see chapter, verse 3, please. He says, see, all things were made through Him. All things, no couple. All things. Could you believe that? So we believe in a real God. You know, America is the greatest country on earth. America is so blessed. You know, people in China, Asia, they believe in so many gods. And even in Mexico, or South America, they believe in Catholic. They believe in so many. They in darkness. I was that way. They do not see the light, but see all things were made through Him. You see, and without Him was no anything made. It was made. So everything was made by God. Everything we see, you know, I took the other day a piece of a door. And I say, you know, I say to the people, this piece of door is got like 6,000, at least 6,000 years. And it's got a light. If you put it something, I see, you can put it maybe a tree or a flowers or something and grow up. You will see outside, the grass is beautiful. It's hot outside, very hot. But you will see the trees, the flowers over here on the front. The earth is got a life because God made everything perfect. He said all things were made through Him. You know what? You know the people like take a revolution and all that, and the explosion and the Big Bang and everything. They say, oh, we can do amen too. And God said, this is like a story. The man told to God, hey, you drew Adam and Eve. We can do a man too. God said, okay, go ahead. And they start making, you know, like a door. And God said, no. You made your own door, you know. So it's impossible because God makes everything from just saying He made everything. Like we called Lazarus. Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus, come out because He's God. He's got all the power. And He said, and without Him, was not anything made that was made. So everything was made by God. And let's see next 4. You see, in Him was light. And the light was the light of man. See, that we need the light. You know, this world is walking in darkness. This world, they don't know. They don't know where they come from. Some they think they come from the monkey because they were teach on the school and they don't know where they're going. We are in the light. That's why we need the light in the night when we're driving. We need the light to see. Or when we're walking in, we need a flashlight to see where we go. We're going to step in a hole or something. He said He's the light. That's the reason we know where we come from and where we're going. And we know He got eternal life. So He's the light, and He say, follow me, because I'm the light. He's the light of man. You know, the people, the people, why the reason why the people is walking in darkness, because they don't want to come to God. If the people wants to come to God, all the churches in America was filled up, all the churches. But the people, oh, they want to have fun. They want to have, want to live my life different way. Thanks to God, you are here. I encourage you, kid, follow God. Next verse, please. 5. See, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has no overcome it. You know, when we turn the lights on, boom, bright sound. If the light is power in the darkness, could be dark, but if soon you turn the lights on, the darkness disappears. So God is the shine on this earth for everything, and the darkness will not overcome. No matter how dark is this world or this, you know, the power of light is power in Jesus is the light. No matter how hard is or how bad is the darkness, he always overcome the darkness. Let's see, sit, for favor. Please sit. See, but not all who receive him, who believe in the name, he became the right to become children of God. Praise the Lord. We are children of God. Imagine to be called sons of God, the mighty God. Wow, that's amazing. To be called children of God. See, but to all who did receive him, who believe in the name, he gave the right to become children of God. You know, not all the people could be called that, to be called children of God. So many people in this world, every single person is got a father, a spiritual father. Every single person we saw in the street, in everywhere, is got a spiritual father. Or is God, or is the devil. There is two homes to go, heaven or hell. Every person we see everywhere in the street, in the market, and everywhere, is got a one father, a spiritual father. Or is God, or devil. You know, in John chapter 8, Jesus told the Pharisees, hey, your father is the devil. Because the things he done, you want to do the same things. Because he's the father, he's the devil. And there was religious people who Jesus talked them. And they don't like it because he preached the truth. Sometimes the people won't like to preach the truth, but the truth is the truth, and the truth never changed. And that's amazing, you know, how when the gospel, you know, we didn't find God. God find us. He used someone to spark us, to tell, hey, Jesus loves you. He can't die for you. I never looked for God. God looked for me. And someone showed me I'm a sinner. And I need to repent. And I need to come to the Lord Jesus. And I say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I'm a sinner. I know now you died for me. And you know, this is the life for the devil. The devil teach the people, you got to be a good person. You got to behave. And that's good. But that never will take nobody to heaven. A person can go to church every single Sunday and can do good things, but never will take it to heaven. Because it's only by faith in the Jesus Christ who dies on the cross, it will take us to heaven. By faith, by grace, we're saved. No by words, like Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 say. We are saved by grace, no by words. And let's look John 3:14, please, through 16. See, it says, and the Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You know the story back in the Numbers, I think 21, I remember. The people start, you know, more mocking about God and why you take us from Egypt, you know, and need water. And God sent a snake, serpents, so they bite the people, and the people was dying. And God told Moses, hey, make it a serpent on the, I don't know how to say, on the, something like that, and And everybody who look and believe will be healed. That's why it's in the ambulance, American ambulance. You see the ass with the snake. That means if you be healing over there, you know, the people. So it's the same thing. The Lord Jesus was lifted up on the cross. It's the same. You say, and the Moses lifted up the serpent on the wilderness. So must the Son of Man be lifted up. You know when that happened? He will be dying. On this time, the Lord Jesus is speaking now. He's talking to the people. And let's see what it says, 15, please. See, that's how ever believe in him may have everlasting life. Wow. You see, eternal life. Eternal life is forever. You know, a person will live forever. Forever will be help. Of heaven. But we in Jesus Christ, we got eternal life. Because we're born again. Because Jesus told to Nicodemus, you got to born again. You must born again to see the kingdom of heaven. You know, some people have born only one time on the hospital. But we a Christian, we born two times on the hospital and a spiritual time. If we were born two times, we only die one time, physical. But some people only has born one time on the hospital. They not born yet spiritual, so they will born two times. They will die two times, one physical and one eternal spiritual. It's away from God. And they say that whosoever believe, no matter who the people could be, there's a power in the blood of Jesus. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, God gave. It's free. It's anyone who wants. The problem is the people don't want today. Hey, praise the Lord. We want it. We love Jesus. See? So love the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in it should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have believed, I know you do, and I believe we got eternal life. Amen. This world is not home. We just pass by to our future home that is in heaven. The New Jerusalem, we will see in Revelation chapter 21. And that's amazing. God so loved the world that he gave. He died. And that's the terrible how he died. The suffering. They got the chin ripped up. The crown. You know, the thorns. That's bad. You know why he do that? For you and for me. And for all the people. Let's see what it says now, please. John 5:24. He say, truly, he say two times. Just to make sure, he say two times. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word, that's whoever's. But you know, sad things, people don't want to hear the word of God. Oh, no, I'm too tired. Oh, no, Sunday is the, I just took to go to the park, to go to the mall. Oh, I got to do something else. Sad things, the people don't want to hear the word of God. They too tired. There is something more important going on in the world. He said, truly, truly, I say unto you, whoever hears my word and believe. Some people hear the word of God when we go and preach or do that, but they won't believe. Where is God? How you see God? Who wrote the Bible? You know, the people have so many questions. And they won't believe sometimes. He say, you believe in me. Well, believe him to send. Okay, let me see. Truly, truly, I say unto you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Wow. So you and me, we have believed in God. We got eternal life. That means forever eternal life. You know, I was watching today a video. The people was on the prison, on jail, And they sit before the judge, and the judge say, you've been in prison for 20 years, 30 years, or for the rest of your life. And the people, oh, no, please, please. But you know what? That's until they die. But the people who is condemned to the for eternity is for the eternity. You know, you can say, thanks, God. I'm a free. I'm a safe. I'm son of God. I'm children of God. No matter what happened to me, one day I will be with Jesus. I will see face to face to him. And he said, he does not come into judge, but has passed, wow, from death to life. We just pass from death to eternal life. Why? Because we believe in Jesus. Because we recognize we are sinners. We're not better than other people, but we're not, oh, yes, I'm sick. You know what's that's the problem? Jesus is the doctor, and the people is sick. They need to come to get the medicine from the sin. He got the medicine to wash the sins off. But they not too bad. I'm not that sick. I'm good. I'm not a bad person. And they will die thinking they're not so bad. They don't need a God. But when they wake up, they say, in a wrong place. Because they think they were not too bad people. But praise God, you are here. And you know, keep forward serving the Lord. Keep forward reading your Bible. Keep forward come to the church. And let's see next chapter now on John 7, 37 and 38, please. And the Lord Jesus, he's spoken over here. He said, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood and cried out, if anyone, you know, the things of God is not like a hidden forces, like in countries, you got to do this, you got to believe, you know, like in the Middle East, you got to do this. He said, if anyone is thirst, let him come, me and drink. You know what? This morning, I get a little thirsty, and I go, and I grab a bottle of water. Why? Because I'm thirsty. You know what? These people is dying. They thirsty, but they don't know they thirsty. He got the living water. A person could be maybe 10 days not eating food. I don't know, an adapter, but I know he cannot make it 10 days without drinking water. He can live maybe 10 days in the wilderness with no food. If he have a water, he will make it. But he don't have a water, he will die. He say on the last day of the feast, the greatest day, Jerusalem was full of people that day. And he say, he cry out, he say, if anyone is thirst, let he come, me, and drink. You know, the people think, I'm okay. I don't need a Jesus. I got my religion. You know, the people is not thirsty about things of God. People in the past was thirsty about God, but now no anymore. They dying for lack of water, the spiritual water, not this kind of water, spiritual water. And he's the water. Let's see what it says, 38, please. Whosoever believes in me, as the scriptures say, no, not the way they want to believe. No. Like the scriptures say, like he's the Son of God, like he's God, like he can and die for our sins. He say, out the heart will be flow rivers of living water. You know, some people believe in Jesus, but they believe different. Not like the scriptures say. I was believing in Jesus, but no, they told me like, believe in Jesus, but you got to do this, and be a good person, and do this, and maybe you make it to heaven. If not, you make it to the purgatory. I don't know if I say it right, purgatory, and maybe if they pay some to the mass or to the priest, Catholic Church, maybe you make it to heaven. You know, you got to believe like the scriptures say about Jesus. Before, we was blind. We're not amazing grace. We're not see. But now, we can see. Now, we know the truth. How? To the Bible. It's when we know the truth. Let's see what it says. John 10:11, please. He said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down in this life for the sheep. I was telling the church, I'm the German shepherd. I'm the dog shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd. I'm a dog only. He's the good shepherd. He gave his life for the folks. He say, I'm the good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He takes care for us. If we fail, if we do something wrong, if we come to Jesus, he's with the arms open. Come, son. And he will get it saying, I forgive you. You will repent. He say, and the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. You know, Jesus loved us so much that he went to the cross and died for you and for me. Because his love is huge. His love is amazing. God is love. He loves so much to us that he can die for us. But you know, not all the people want the kind of love. Don't want the spiritual water, the living water that Jesus God have for them. They think, I'm okay. Let's see what it says, John 14, please, 1 through 6. On John, from capital 1 through 12, is public, like 3 years and a half. He spoke to the people. On John 13 through 18, is private to the disciples. It took like 18 hours to start talking to them. You see how John is different? From 1, chapter 1 through 12, is public. He spoke to the people. But from 13, he washed the feet. On 13, on 14, talk about the Holy Ghost. On chapter 15, you are the good vine, you know. In chapter 16, about the Holy Spirit. Chapter 17, I don't remember 17, what are you talking about? Oh, he prayed. He prayed for them. On 18, he get it on the Gethsemane, and he was arrested. You know, from chapter 13 through 18, it's only a couple hours, maybe from 7, the Last Supper, through 1 o'clock, noon, midnight. Let's see, we say chapter 14, 1. It say, let not your heart be troubled. It say, believe in God. Believe also in me. Amen. That's why you are here, because you believe in God. You believe in Jesus. Let's see what it say in next verse. He say, in my Father's house, wow, are many rooms. Wow, that's amazing. You know, when our life is finished here, we got a place to go. We got a hope. There is people in this world that on the last day when they sick on the hospital, they dying, they worry because they say, where am I going? What's going to happen with me? You know, but we know where we're going because we know God, and God knows us. He say, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not that so, I have told you that, and I go prepare a place for you. Wow. Do you see? God is preparing a place for you and for me. This is the sad thing. More people will be condemned to be saved. Matthew say in chapter 7, 20, 22, 24, I think, say the way is big goes to the perdition. I don't know if to say in English. Goes to the condemnation. But a small door is go to the eternal life. Because the people don't want to know about God. You know, no, I don't want to think about God. It is say, I'll go prepare a place for you. Imagine you got a room with your name on the room. Mike Martin, this is your room. Wow. Could you imagine? He's a pretty nice place. You know, God is thinking one of you. He knows all the name. He knows what you're thinking now. He knows where you're going to be in the next hour, where you're going to be eating lunch. God knows everything. He knows my thinkings. He knows my heart. God knows everything. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen next hour. He knows everything. And he's preparing a place for you and for me. There is three heavens, the heaven that we saw, you know, where the flood, the birds and airplanes. Second heaven is where the system solar, sun, moon, stars, and the third heaven, where God is. Only children of God will be there. And he says, he prepare a place for you. Imagine preparing a place for you. Wow, that's amazing. So I'm happy for that. God is with a room with your name on. Ma, this is your room. Let's see what it says, number two, please. See, and if I go, and he go already. He left like 2,000 years ago. I prepare a place for you, and I will come again. I will take you to myself. Wow, and that where I am, you may be also. Did you believe that? Do you see what on Hebrews? Faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. One day, we will see Jesus face to face. And the Bible says, John will see the way he is. We will see the holes in his hands. They say that we will see the way. When he rose again, Thomas said, nah, I don't believe it. If I don't see the holes on the, if I'm stick my finger in the hand and the over here, I won't believe it. Next Sunday, 8 days later, 7 days later, he appears again. Hey, Thomas, come over here. Oh, Lord, my God. Thomas, because you see me, you believe. The people who not see me believe, wow, I'm that guy. And I know you. I know you too, because you can never see Jesus, but you believe in him, and you believe you will see again. You will see face to face. See, if I go, I prepare a place for you, and I will come again. When? We don't know. So we need to be ready. Keep serving God. Keep reading the Bible. Keep coming to the church. Keep telling our family, hey, look for God, because he's coming back. I will come again, and I will take you to myself. And what I am, you may be also. Imagine being with Jesus for the eternity. So we got eternal life. See, that's amazing. No matter if we live 100 years or 90 years, I don't know how many years we will live. But for the eternity, we spend the time with God. And no more sickness, we're able to roam, to many things. This is my thinking, you know, okay? I think everybody will be like 33 years of age. I just want my belief. You know, that's the Bible doesn't say. But that's when he died, you know, I don't know. First thinking. They say, if I go and I prepare a place, let's see, fourth place. See, and I go and you know the way to where I'm going. They say, you know the way. Now we know the way because we got the scriptures. But the people, the disciples, they don't know because they don't have the Bible until we don't know. But we know the way. He's the way. You know, if you want to get to Dallas, you got to take a way. It's 75. But before cars, before that, we don't have a road. Like it took quick to Sherman, to Dallas. Okay, this road 75 will take you to Dallas. If you go south, if you go north, you could take it to Sherman. That's a way to take your own way. Jesus is the only way to heaven. You say, you know where I'm going? Because he fits into God. He's talking to the disciples, you know, try to encourage them because in a couple hours, they won't see no more. He will take it. And he be before Pilate and everybody and be accused, crucify him, crucify. And he will die. And it to be encouraged then. Let's see number five, please. See, Thomas saying to him, Lord, we don't know you where you are. We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Say, hey, you know where you are. How can we know the way? See, and this now we know the way. Now we know where we are. But some people, sad thing, they are like Thomas today. You know, today, anyone who wants to go to heaven is easy. They can find in Google a church in America. A church. They can find a church. They can ask Google, hey, how can I do to go to heaven? And Google will tell you how to repent. And you know, with the verse of the Bibles, you got to believe in Jesus. The Bible say, there is free Bibles. You know, there is no excuse today. No excuse for the people to not believe in Jesus. There's so many ways. You can look on the phone, how to get to heaven, or how can find a church, or you can download a Bible. Anything can be done. But the people is not thirsty. They want to know about God. I'm okay. Thomas said, I don't know where they're going. That's the people today. Let's see what it says, please. Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth. You know what? He's the only way and the truth. He's the truth. And he said, in the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. So nobody comes through the Father, only through Jesus. Because he's the one who died for us. No religion, no churches. Like what I was saying before, people can come to the church every Sunday. Any church can go every Sunday, can do good things, can behave, and that will never take you to heaven. But if you repent and believe in Jesus, like the scripture said, he will go to heaven when he dies. You know, and I didn't write this on the, could you put Revelation 20:15, please? Okay, it's too late. Oh, let me read it from the Bible. Revelation 20:15. Let's see. Revelation 20:15. The Bible says over here. Let me try to read it. Revelation 20:15. And this is like the most important thing for any person. Oh, they got it. Thank you. He said, you know what? On the end, on the life of each person, no matter who's the person, if it's the richest person in the world, no matter. On the end, on the last minutes of life, any person, this will be the most important thing. This will be the most important thing. No matter how rich, how popular, how famous, how young. No. This is the most. See, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So that's the most important thing for a person. That my name be in the book of life. No, that's the most important for every person in the earth. That my name be on the book of life. Praise the Lord. We are sons of God. We got eternal life because we believe in Jesus. He's come back soon. We don't know when, but he's coming back. He's waiting for the people to repent and believe in Jesus. And we are believing in Jesus. And praise, we are children of God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your word, for the word of God that teaches, that encourages to live for you. Thank you for this beautiful church, for my sister and my brothers. Be with them, and I'm sorry if I'm not saying something right in English, but I hope they understand the Holy Spirit teach them, and we can be living by faith in you coming soon. Thank you for everything. Amen.